upheaval and fight back in a new exciting world. Kevin Parslow. The first discussion of the 2017 Socialist Party Congress was on the current world situation, introduced by Peter Taaffe, General Secretary, and replied to by Judy Beeshen of the Executive Committee. Peter said that the previous weekend's demo in defense of the NHS was a fitting curtain raiser to this Congress, and its angry mood and working class composition reflected a new exciting world. Trump. Peter explained how the election of Trump as US president has built massive opposition worldwide. The whip of counter-revolution has provoked upheaval both domestically and internationally against an increasingly uncertain and dangerous background. Deep splits are opening among the ruling class because of Trump, which the working class will notice and take advantage of as they defend their rights and living standards. Even this early in his presidency, sections of the capitalists are talking about impeachment or other ways of removing Trump, citing the Watergate scandal that removed disgraced President Nixon in 1974. It is clear that Trump is attempting to pursue an aggressive America First economic policy against other national capitalist classes, the aim being to put the rest of the world on rations. This will provoke a retaliatory China First, Europe First, and so on. Trump will also try to pursue a more aggressive foreign policy despite 6 out of 10 people in the US opposing big foreign adventures. This in a multipolar world, dominated by 3 powers, the US, China, and Russia. Although the US is still economically and militarily ahead, China is increasing its military power, challenging the US particularly in the Asia-Pacific region. Yet both are worried by the developing crisis in the Korean Peninsula. Russia, although economically weakened since the collapse of Stalinism and the fall in the price of oil, still has big military spending, and its reach is still considerable, as shown in Syria, where it has been able to prop up the ailing Assad regime against its opponents in the civil war. This will have consequences in the Middle East with its patchwork of religious and national groups defending their interests. The situation could be compared to Europe and the 30 Years' War of the 17th century. There will be no real peace, and no solution to the region's intractable problems on the basis of landlordism and capitalism in the Middle East. Europe could find itself in conflict with the US over the economy. Europe's economies are very weak. The social catastrophe in Greece continues, and German capitalism continues to take a hard line on Greece's debt. Explosive. The explosive situation in southern Europe was emphasized by Comrade Beatriz from Izquierda Revolucionaria in Spain, who the Committee for a Workers' International, CWI, to which the Socialist Party is affiliated, is in a unification process with. She highlighted the rising militant mood, particularly among the school student youth who defeated the right-wing government's proposed education laws through their union Sindicato de Estudiantes. Left-wing party Podemos has also rejected a conciliatory approach to ex-Social Democratic Party SOE, which is divided over backing the right-wing government. Peter pointed out there is not just a crisis of capitalism and the right, but also social democracy and its advocates, which is not left and increasingly unable to put forward solutions to the problems of the working class and youth. A number of elections in European countries this year could see the strengthening of right-wing forces, because of the weakness of the left. But this will prove temporary as these organizations cannot solve the problems of capitalism either. Peter concluded by reiterating that the whole world is in crisis and there are huge changes ahead. The middle layers in society, students, junior doctors in England and others worldwide, are being forced into action, and will join the inevitable resistance of the working class. This mood of anger will present the CWI with big opportunities, as has been shown in the US with our allies in Socialist Alternative, since the election in Seattle of Kshama Sawant. The coming battles will then lay the basis for mass revolutionary parties and a mass socialist international.